Morning. Joyce Keith, where are you? Joyce, would you please stand up? Joyce wants to be recognized as a member of our congregation, so everybody welcome. Now, you might have just thought she was already a member since she married in, but no, she wanted to be recognized in her own right, so we're happy to recognize her that this morning. You'll notice on the front of your bulletin, we're praying for God's blessing in education. We're going to have five prayers. The first one will be for all students, and after we pray that prayer, then we're going to ask the smaller ones who are going to go to children's worship, they could leave at that time. I attempted to get everybody on the front here from every school possible that we either have somebody working as a staff member, a faculty member, or a student attending. If I left off your school, I apologize. But I think we got everybody, and of course it says North Street Church of Christ at the top because we're going to talk about education in our congregation as well. So this morning, as I said, we're going to be praying for education. The Hebrew word shalom is a word that means well-being. We often think of it, it's translated as peace. We often think of peace in terms of somebody's not shooting at you or bullying you at school or something like that. But shalom has a deeper, richer meaning than simply just a lack of violence. It's about well-being, which is what God wants for each and every one of us. So well-being spiritually and physically, that this rain would come upon our land, that we would have crops, and that God would fill our hearts with joy, as the scripture reading said this morning. And God has sent rain, but more than that, He has sent His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. So this morning we're going to take a moment to recognize all students, and we're going to ask all students in a moment to come up to the front, and one of the elders will pray over them. We're talking about preschool all the way through college. We're going to ask you to come up here in just a moment. We want you to know how important you are to God and how important you are to this congregation. And so Nacogdoches is starting tomorrow. I don't know when all the other schools are starting, SFA next week, but we want to pray for you as you begin the school year. And again, to you recognize how important you are to God and to us. What a wonderful journey that you are on. A journey to get an education in which you'll be able to gain employment and live comfortably, where you'll also learn what it means to be a good citizen, and where you will be able to take what you've learned and use it as a servant of God in His kingdom. You have a great opportunity before you. Some of you may or may not realize this, I don't know, but a lot of folks around the world do not have the opportunity for education that we have in this country. And for those who do have an opportunity for education, they may have a little bit more difficult time getting there than we do. I would just show you some pictures of folks around the world. How would you like that as your school bus? Right? So after you see that, maybe you'll never complain about your school bus driver again. Right, Tommy? Right. How about that? Some of the ways that students, some of the things they have to go to get to school. And so often we take education for granted in the world in which we live. And so this morning we are praying for you students that you will have the experience of shalom in this school year, that you'll make new friends at school this year, that you will grow in knowledge, that you will be safe, and that you'll, your experience in education this year will be fulfilling, and that God will be honored in all that you do at school this year. So I'd like to invite all students to come to the front at this time. Just come stand right down here, and one of our elders is going to come and pray for you. So if you're a student, I don't care if you're a preschooler. There we go, Harry. Come on up here. All the way through college, we want all students to come to the front, please.
Will you please join me in prayer? Our Father, there is much we could ask for in regard to these little ones. But first, we want to give you thanks for them. Thank you for bringing them into our lives and into our care, for entrusting them to us for a season of time. We give you thanks and honor, our Father. This morning, on their behalf, we ask that you grant four things to them during this school year. First, we ask that you would help them understand and immerse themselves in the opportunities which you, through the hard work and self-sacrifice of so many others, are presenting to them in their education. This time of learning, this time of discovery, this time of deepening their knowledge of life, of themselves and their fellow man. May they know joy, may they know accomplishment through the year ahead. Secondly, Father, we ask that their experience with their teachers and their fellow students be good ones, that they might grow in their ability to love and to serve others and to know the peace that passes all understanding. Thirdly, Father, we would ask that the things they learn may contribute to the shalom that is in their own lives and the lives of their classmates, to the lives of their community and their family, and that they might become useful vessels through which you bring blessing. And fourthly, Father, we ask that you guard and watch over them as a shepherd does his little lambs. Keep them safe from harm. Give them a sense of security and well-being throughout this year ahead. We give you great thanks in the name of our Savior Jesus, our Lord, our Master. Amen. Children, at this time, are dismissed to kids' worship.
Some of you who have been on a cruise may think of the word steward as the person working on a cruise ship. The Bible has a different idea of steward. It uses this term often. A steward is a person, typically a slave, who is responsible for someone else's goods, someone else's money, and they are to manage that. They are given this responsibility. Well, there are stewards in education. At all different levels, some of you are on the front lines dealing with students directly, others working in support roles in administration or food service or transportation in all sorts of ways. But you are stewards, and each one of you is important because you have been given this opportunity and this responsibility to care for something that is not yours. Namely, you're caring for these children. They've been put into your care and nurturing, and you are to look after their safety and their security. And these children are at different stages of their lives, different stages of development. And some of them come from some very vulnerable situations, and they are themselves very vulnerable. And some of them come from homes where they're having difficult experiences. And some have left home for the first time to come here to study at the university. And so our prayer this morning is for you as stewards, as those who work with these students, again, whether you work in administration or you work in teaching them, our prayer is that you will take your stewardship seriously, that you'll see the importance of the work that you do and recognize that it is God's work that you are doing. So we want to honor you and pray for you who work with the students now. So we would invite you to come to the front. We want to pray for you if you're a teacher, if you work in schools in any capacity, if you work in food service, you work in transportation, you work in administration or anything. If you would all just come to the front, all of you who work in the school system, public or private, university or elementary, please come to the front. We want to pray for you at this time.
Loving Father, we're so thankful that you love us. We're so thankful that you've given these put in front of us the abilities that they have, the talents that they have. Father, we pray that they would understand the stewardship that they hold, the importance of the children, the students that they have under them, that they are around, that they support. We're thankful for the school systems that they serve. Father, we pray that you would also give them satisfaction in the job that they do, knowing that they can touch people's lives through whatever they do in this system. We also, Father, we pray that you would help them as they prepare for their work, that it would bring them joy, that they would prepare and deliver those lessons to them, and the acts that they do to help the students there and the importance of that role. Bless them this new school year. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's a reason that you see at the top of this picture, North Street Church of Christ, because of all the places that education is taking place here at the church all of the time. Through the prophet Hosea in the Old Testament, God said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." that they have no knowledge of who God is, and they have therefore no knowledge of God's will for their lives, which tells us then what you don't know can hurt you. We have some tremendous teachers at this congregation who work hard to teach children, to teach adults, and they really go out of their way to help us to have a knowledge of God and a knowledge of His will. But of course, all of that work that they do is not much good if folks don't come to class, right? It all goes for naught. We offer classes from the cradle to the grave. We have the best looking teacher teaching the babies if they can sit up. I know that because I'm married to her. But we have classes. If you have a baby that can sit up, we have a class for that baby. And believe it or not, they learn. You come in there and watch sometime, they learn. And we have classes all the way up for the oldest person in the congregation. On Sunday morning and on Wednesday night, we offer those classes. I want to encourage you this fall as we begin our new quarter to commit yourself to being a part of that, to learning and growing, committing yourself to being here for class on Sunday morning. Parents, you can get your children up 5 days a week to go to an education that's going to last them 50 or 60 years. I'm betting you can get them up one day a week to give them an education that will last them for an eternity. So commit yourself. If you're not involved in a Bible class, we have some great teachers doing great work here. So I want to pray for us. I want us to pray for these teachers and those working in our education program. Some of them are teaching Bible classes, but there's lots of folks working with young people in different ways, and I'm going to invite you to come up here, and we're going to pray for you in just a moment. We want to pray that you, this coming year, will be a blessing to those students here at our church. And we have a number of young people that come to our youth program and to our college program that are not necessarily from our church, and you have an opportunity to be a blessing to them. So we pray that you will be a blessing to those. We pray that you will find joy in the work that you do as a teacher. Some of you have been teaching for a lot of years. You can say, well, I don't know if this is doing anything, if this is having any effect. But the rest of us who have been in those classes can say, oh yes, those teachers have made a difference to us. So we pray that you will find joy in your work this year. And we pray that you will give yourself fully to it, knowing that you are impacting lives. So at this time, we want to ask you, if you are working with students in any capacity at this church this year, please come to the front. We want to pray for you this morning. If you're working with them in the youth program, or if you're teaching a Bible class, working at the Yellow House, Scotty and Tammy both come up here. Are they both here today? I don't see them. Okay, well, they can all come up here working with them. We want to honor you, and we want to pray for you this morning. So if you're working and teaching in any capacity this year, children, adults, whatever, please come to the front. We want to pray for you.
This is a smaller group and a quieter group, but no less important than all those that got up before. An older teacher spoke to a younger teacher, and he said, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and those who hear you. First of all, thank you for teaching classes here. As Curtis mentioned, this is of an eternal nature that will ensure salvation both for ourselves and for those that hear us. Let's pray. We thank you, dear Lord, for this group of people here, the group of teachers. We pray that you'll help them to realize the importance of their role. We pray that you'll help them to realize that what they teach is for an eternity, and that they know that they are partners of yours in fulfilling your great commission here in this world. We pray, dear Lord, that they will enjoy what they're doing and receive great fulfillment from their service to you because of what they do. We're so thankful for this group, and we pray that you'll bless them, watch over them, and direct them. And we pray, dear Lord, that as they are a blessing to this congregation, that we will be a blessing to them in helping them do their important work. Thank you, dear Lord, for this group of people. Be with them always, even to the point of directing their thinking and what they're going to be teaching. And we pray, dear Lord, that you truly speak to our children, to our classes, through them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus calls us as disciples of His to be salt in this world. Salt permeates and salt preserves. This is what we have been doing and are doing in the ministry of Kids Hope. If you're not familiar with Kids Hope is a nationwide organization that takes churches and partners them with schools to mentor children in those schools. And the motto of this program is one church, one school, one mentor, one child. And so we attempt to make a difference in children's lives in this mentoring program. As I said, we do that at Regay School, have been doing that at Regay Elementary School here at North Street for a number of years. And many folks through the years have been involved in this great program, going down to Regay School at lunchtime one day a week, impacting a young person. And many of these children are at-risk children that we have been working with, trying to help out. And so we have this opportunity. God has given us a great opportunity to be salt at Regay Elementary and to go in and permeate and to help preserve, to show the love of God, to help those students to experience the shalom of God through their experience with us as mentors. So this morning we want to pray for those who are mentoring children at Regay this year. We pray that you will make a difference in the life of that child, and we are confident that you will. We pray that God's love that you have received that will flow through you, that you will be this great conduit of God's love for this child that you mentor in this school year. We pray that your students will have hope, that the child you mentor will have a glimpse of hope for their own future because of their experience with you. And so we'd ask this morning, if you are mentoring a child this coming year, to come to the front. We want to pray for all of our mentors, our Kids Hope mentors. Please, mentors, come to the front.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for these men and women who take time out of their lives to try to make a difference. And we know they do make a difference. We're thankful for Judy and for Susie for the efforts they put forth for this congregation to establish this hope for our kids. We pray that shalom would come upon them. We pray that those that are at risk, which a lot of these, if not all of these children are, can see the value and could learn from these mentors. We pray for them as they continue their efforts, as we start a new year. We pray you'd be with them, be with the children, be with their families, and we thank you so much for what they do and for sending them to these to our church to perform this work. Thank you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yesterday, North Street Church of Christ gave away 149 uniforms, to 149 different students from Brooks Quinn Jones Elementary. Isn't that awesome? We gave away more than 149 uniforms because each of the students got three uniforms. Emily Ripley is the one that spearheaded that. Emily, where are you? Would you just please stand up? We'll just embarrass Emily a little bit. And she got her sidekick, her husband, to help her out with that. He seemed to not be kicking and screaming while he was doing it. He seemed to be enjoying it. And Tom Miller working with her. Tom's the principal over there. So we had a great experience. Raise your hand if you were there helping yesterday. I know some of you were down here helping. That was great. Hope you had a great experience with that. What an opportunity we have to serve those folks. A lot of those families, of course, are very poor families, would have had a very difficult time paying for those uniforms themselves. And so Emily said, hey, I think we can help out with this. So she stepped up to spearhead that. So families who are in financial straits are now taken care of with their uniforms. Special thanks to all of you who worked with that. And some of you have agreed to be partners in prayer for those folks. And so we look forward to that time. We have had an opportunity yesterday for those students and their parents to sign up for you to be praying for them. And if you don't have even a specific child to pray for, I would ask you to be in prayer for those students in those uniforms that they've gotten, that they will have a great year this coming year. So this morning we want to lift up these families. I don't know that any of them are with us this morning for them to come down in front for us to pray for them. We want to lift up those families at Brooks Quinn Jones this morning and their financial struggles, and yet they're looking for an opportunity for something better for their kids, so their kids are in school and they're trying to learn and have an education so they can have a better life. So we pray that those students will have a good year. And we pray especially that they will see that our gift to them of these uniforms, that gift will help them to see God's greater gift of His Son Jesus being given for their sins. So this morning we want to pray for those. So I'd invite the elder who's praying for those students at Brooks Quinn Jones to come to the front, please.
Let's pray. Father God, we come to You today in thanking You for being a God who loves us. And we're grateful for the opportunity we had yesterday and we will have in the future. And we pray, Father, that the children at Brooks Quinn Jones can know that You're a God who loves them, and help us in turn to show that love to them as well. We pray that You would keep them safe this year, that You would bless them as they learn and have this opportunity to receive an education and improve their lives and be blessed. We pray that You would keep them safe and help us in turn to let them know of Your goodness and Your care and Your love. We pray that You would bless all the teachers, those that work with these children, the counselors, administrators, every staff worker, that they might give them a good experience, that they would be blessed, that You would be with them in all things. For it's through Your Son we pray. Amen.
You heard our scripture reading earlier. Paul and Barnabas, traveling around on their missionary journeys, come to these towns of Lystra and Derbe. In one of those towns, the Apostle Paul sees this lame man, sees that he has faith to be healed, and so he does heal them. And everybody in the town is impressed with this. What they think is that the gods have come among them, the Greek gods. There's actually the story of the Greek gods coming previously among them, and they ignore them, and so the gods sit down like a flood on the town and destroy people. So they didn't want that to have it happen again. So now they've come out, and they want to praise and worship these two gods, Zeus and Hermes, who have come among them. And Paul and Barnabas are saying, no, we're just human beings. You don't want to worship us. We are just men like you. And they pleaded with them not to offer these sacrifices to them. We are just men who have come to tell you about the true God who created the heavens and the earth. And then Paul goes on to say, and He has not left us without a testimony, but He has shown kindness to us, sending us rain and giving us crops. He's given us shalom. And He has filled our hearts with joy, Paul says. All good things come from God. Think about that in your own life. If you have love in your life, that has come from God. If you have enough to eat, that has come from God. If you have good health, that has come from God. And if you have a hope for the future, that has come from God. And so our goal is to share those good things that we have experienced. And we're trying to share those with the schools in our community as we can share those things, be it in Kids Hope, or be it with uniforms at Brooks Quinn Jones, or praying for these students and praying for those teachers. We want to share those things. And we want to share the good news of Jesus with you if you do not know that story. If you don't know how Jesus can give you hope for the future as well as us, we want to share that with you. We're having an opportunity now. We're going to sing a song in a moment. If you have a need or you have a desire for prayer from the elders, you can go out the back door and down to the left, and a couple of the elders and their wives will meet you there. If you've decided this morning you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, we can baptize you this morning if that is your desire. But we're going to sing a song in a moment. If you have a need to respond either to the conference room or to the front, we'd ask you to come now while we stand and sing.